Coming up, reacting to the NFL weekend. We can't even guess all the lines. Man, the football is complicated this year. It's all next. It's the Bill Simmons Podcast presented by FanDuel. Take a shot at betting the NBA with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filtered by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same-game parlays all on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and bet live same-game parlays for every NBA game. Download the app today. Bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. You must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com. This episode is brought to you by Nissan SUV. It's good to stay up to date. I mean, we've seen this in basketball. We've seen it in football. We've seen it in baseball. Once the stats started taking off in the 2000s, everybody had to figure that out. Then I remember in basketball, first it was three-pointers. Then it was defensive stats. You just got to keep moving. You got to keep evolving. You got to keep going. Now it's pace and threes. What's it going to be next, big guys? That's why the 2024 Nissan Rogue has Google built right into its 12.3-inch touchscreen infotainment system. With Google Maps, Assistant, and more, you can stay up to date on everything that's ahead without even needing to connect your phone. Find your next adventure with the Nissan SUV. Learn more about the Rogue, Pathfinder, and Armada SUVs at NissanUSA.com. We're also brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network. So this is a part one of basically a two-day, two-part podcast. We've never done this before, but, you know, Sal and I, we do guest lines. Especially during the playoffs, there's less games. But when the Bills game got moved, now we have two games on that Monday. So we were like, there's two games we want to talk about on Monday. We're doing something we've never done. Tonight, shorter pod. We'll cover the four. We'll guess the lines for the two games we can guess. And then tomorrow night, after the next two games, we're back, baby. We're going to be here. It's basically a belated part two. Sal and I will do guess the lines. That will be much shorter. But combined, it'll be a little fatter than the usual Bill and Sal Sunday podcast. So let's just get into it. Let's bring up Pearl Jam. All right, we're taping this in person. Sunday night, we're at my house. Sal, I watched him go through the seven stages of I can't believe this has happened to me again. It wasn't even grief. What was it?
You haven't watched with me like the lose in a while, right?
No. This one was bad because I felt like you had high hopes, but your guard was up. You were in a weird, even start of the day, I felt like you were in a weird spot.
I couldn't
spot.
Sit, right? I think I stood for most of the 3 hours. I moved around.
You moved into five different locations in the big room.
You gave me a Roddy Piper glass for my Diet Coke. We thought that would change our fortune, but they just sucked, man. They sucked. I thought about driving home. I'm like, I'll do the podcast from home. I don't need these people. I'm dropping F-bombs all day. I'm an immature jerk. But they sucked. I hated it.
So we'll talk about all the games. Normally we would talk about the last game of the day, but the Cowboys thing, we all went into Bill Belichick, Jim Harbaugh, Mike Vrabel mode. What was it? Halfway through the second quarter? I took an Instagram. It was the first time it got mentioned, but that's clearly going to be it for McCarthy. Dak is now 2-5 in playoff games. Jones, I think, is 5-12 since the last Super Bowl in the playoffs.
Aaron Jones? He seemed pretty good to me.
Jerry Jones. Oh. Teams that he's owned.
Yeah.
And this was especially embarrassing because their defense got absolutely crushed by a QB who had never been there before. A Packers team that was young and dumb, but in a good way, and just went up and down the field on him. Dak ended up with 403 yards, though. That was fun.
Yeah, that was stupid. I know. I wish I can get mad at the refs or just one thing. But the defense was so bad that I don't even know if Dak was good, if it mattered. But he was really bad. He looked all out of sorts, even in the beginning. Sailing passes to CeeDee Lamb. He was way off.
And locking in on him. And you always knew Dak, whoever the first receiver was, he was just staring him down and throwing it to him.
Right.
Lamb was mad at him like almost immediately. We didn't know what was going on with that.
I was stunned because I know he has trouble with two deep safeties, but that's like when the Niners play that, right? When you're playing the Packers, and like this 24th ranked pass defense.
Yeah.
Where a banged up Jair Alexander and like their second or third corner, the guy covering Michael Gallup is like a practice squad guy, and they couldn't figure it out for hours. And it just made me sick. Like, how are they not passing all over this team?
And it was weird for me because I'm just getting texts from people being like, "You're with Sal, right? How's he doing?" Yeah. There was like 2 hours left in the game.
Yeah.
Is he all right? Is he still in the house or did he leave? People just get
should
concerned
I have
for
left?
Your welfare.
You should have told me to leave. You should have.
No.
As a friend, come on. You should have said.
Listen, there was nothing worse than what we witnessed yesterday with JJ during that Dolphins game.
That was bad.
I mean, he took that way harder. You've at least won Super Bowls that you can remember in your lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah. Now JJ has the longest drought for a playoff winless team. But yeah, I don't know what to say. Like Dak, McCarthy, I actually think like Quinn was worse like as a coach, and he's going to get a job. I hate that McCarthy didn't have them ready in a game that like should mean his job, as you say, and whatever's left of his legacy against this Packers team. But it sucked. It really did.
Yeah, maybe you're better off just throwing that last week of the season away and playing at Tampa.
Oh, Philly might have done Mayfield. This right.
Yeah, Philly might have.
They could get,
assuming they did it intentionally, they might have done it right.
They could get two home games. Oh, no, like, no, the Rams lost. So, okay. One home game.
Well, I was trying to think of tough week for .. Tough week for Dak.
Yeah.
He's 30 years old right now. You kind of are who you are as a QB at this point. We've seen him look really, this is the best year he's had. I don't totally trust him in big games like this. I thought his eyes turned into saucers basically halfway through the first quarter. Mm. And this is a game, like if you're a really elite franchise guy, you're like, all right, guys, our defense can't stop us. Let's go get some points. It went the other way. Tough week for Dak, but you have to pay him, right?
Yeah, definitely one more year.
How you feeling about that? One more year and then probably an extension if you're going to do it would be this summer.
Probably. It's $29 million. And yeah, it's funny you mentioned JJ, big Dolphins fan. We watched with him. I feel like I'm in the same boat as he is, as Dolphins fans are. You have between Dak and Tua, two top 10 quarterbacks, right? Not really going to argue with that. Regular season top 10.
Regular season top 10 quarterbacks.
Right there. All right, so what do? Do you look to move on for them? First of all, I don't even know if we get a second rounder for Dak at this point with the 1 year left. And if you do move on from them, you're now putting yourself in that pool of, you know, where 70% of GMs fail picking up one of these quarterbacks, drafting them. So kind of stuck.
Well, you can't do that with the team you have. I would say you probably blame the coach. Mm. And, you had Diggs went out. So you can look at that, say like, man, maybe this is part of it. Gilmore was hurt. So that was your second best cornerback. It doesn't explain the lack of a pass rush. The fact that Parsons, we were talking about it during the game. Parsons has become like the new grind. He just gets manhandled. They never call anything. They show replays, just two guys. I'm like an innocent bystander. I actually probably don't like the Cowboys.
You're not that innocent.
No, but I'm like, even I'm like, whoa, Parsons. Like, why does he get officiated like
this? His head is snapped back every play. In fact,
hitting the helmet all the time.
They have to drop him in coverage a few plays. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. And I'm like, that's just to give him a rest, I think. That's to give him a rest without actually giving him a rest. But yeah, that defense was bad. But let's give it to Jordan Love. He was.
Well, I was going to say, tough week for Rodgers.
Great.
I mean, you know, for all kinds of reasons. And then on top of it, this Green Bay thing happens, this pick that he hated, and the guy played better in that playoff game than Rodgers has probably played the last 5 years in the playoffs.
I agree. Rodgers, again, with his comments, another subpar January. But Jordan Love, hottest quarterback in football coming in. I did worry about that a little.
Yeah.
21 touchdowns, 3 interceptions in like the last 7 weeks. Perfect passer rating today. He's going to be great. And he kind of looked like Rodgers, right? He back-footing stuff,
sidearm stuff,
waiting as long as he could.
Moving around. He had a couple awesome throws where he took big hits and caught the guy in stride and just made, like, honestly, a couple wow plays.
There were guys wide open, 25 yards down the field in the same spot, like, 3 times in a row. It was disgusting. But he's pretty damn good. I mean, whatever. He could also grow a weird creepster mustache and, you know, sling some conspiracy theories, like, and who knows what
inaccurate
happens.
Statements.
Yeah, slanderous stuff. Yeah, who knows? But I don't know.
Tough week for Mike McCarthy, who one of the headlines today was Prescott backs McCarthy. How'd you feel about that? You're like, can I back neither of them?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think what the equivalent is of two guys who might be on their way out backing each other.
So you really think Dak might be on his way out?
No, I was trying to look at what I'm reading, and I was reading all the nonsense, but what can we get for him? A second rounder?
And like you take a cap hit too, right?
Yeah. And we take the cap hit. So it's not good. It's easier to get rid of McCarthy. I know you have plans for him. I know you're walking through the neighborhood. I pass 63 mansions and I come up with Belichick to the Cowboys. I don't think that's the answer. Tell me why you think it's perfect and I'll tell you.
You don't think Belichick's the answer.
I don't want him and I don't think it's going to happen either.
But would he have done a better job than Mike McCarthy today? I'm going to say he did. Would your defense have gotten torched by Jordan Love? Probably not.
All right. Okay.
I just think Belichick, the more intel we get, he wants to break that record.
Sure.
The Wickersham, Red Thompson piece was pretty interesting. But you go to Dallas, probably 11 to 12 wins 2 years in a row. I think it's the sexy move for Jones.
Really?
Right? It's like, hey, you know, the McCarthy, but I just got the greatest coach of all time and we haven't won a Super Bowl in 3 decades. And now Bill Belichick, we need each other. This is going to be great. Turning the team over to him. He's in control of all the coaching stuff. You know, we're here, we have a whole system. And if you're Belichick, like it's just the safest bet of all of these available jobs. Mm. Like Atlanta, I don't have a QB. Carolina, Chargers, like you go through them and it's either this or if Buffalo shits the bed tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, all right. First thing, here's why I don't think it works for Dallas. First of all, and maybe this works in his favor. We have intel, like he doesn't like Bob Kraft, Jerry Jones. So would this be an FU to him?
Well, they're frenemies. They're supposed to be friends, yeah. But it's like one of those, nah.
But if he brings them on, is this an FU to him? Or is that like, no, I don't want your damaged goods?
So I said, Schrager brought this up on Thursday, and I just think these super rich guys, they actually kind of like swinging their dicks and hitting the other guy in the head. Yeah, and being like, yeah, fuck you, I hired your coach.
I would think Jerry would talk about swinging his dick and hitting everybody in the head.
He'd be psyched to be able to swing his dick, I think, at this point.
At least some kind of interview. Secondly, though, if he wants to be a GM, there's no way Jerry's going to let him do that.
But maybe he just comes in and it's like, hey, you're just going to coach the team. We have a whole thing here. Here's $20 million a year.
All right.
And you can coach the most famous franchise in any sport other than maybe the Yankees. Are the Cowboys one or two?
I put them one, although they might have lost a fan today sitting across from you.
But the move is to hire Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
Is like the smart
move. That seems
move.
Better. Right.
But I don't know if that's the Jerry Jones move. The Jerry Jones move is I'm in my 80s. I want to win now. The greatest coach ever is available. I have a quarterback. I have a team. I have a defense that underperformed. I'll spend whatever it takes. This guy's as motivated as I am. You talk yourself into that pretty fast.
I just think it took 25 years for him to put Jimmy Johnson, a headstrong, type A personality, in the Ring of Honor. He's going to take flack from Belichick the last couple of years. The other thing is, he proved on your team, Belichick, he can't win with shitty quarterbacks.
Oh.
I know, I'm taking it too far. It's bad.
That was brutal. I didn't know what you were doing there for a second.
You said Atlanta for Belichick. I think that's the answer. I think he can get 10 wins with Atlanta.
I think it's Atlanta if I know I can get Kirk Cousins or somebody who's at least...
That's the threat. I think Minshew and above can
get
you 10
wins. Yeah,
we
said it's the Minshew line.
Yeah, the Minshew line.
Minshew can win you 10 games. And then you watch Houston yesterday and you think maybe Indianapolis and Minshew was a little better than we thought. There was some cause and effect stuff that, you know, we always end up doing after the fact. But even Green Bay... when they beat Detroit on Thanksgiving, and that seemed like such a bad loss for Detroit.
Right.
Now it doesn't seem as bad because, you know, Green Bay's been coming on here for 7-8 weeks.
He had that kind of game. He really did.
So, and then Detroit looks a little better today. So who do you want as the coach? You got to tell us.
I don't know. I haven't even gotten that far. I'm just so mad about the game. Of Vrabel out of those three, I would say, right?
Not Harbaugh. You wouldn't.
No, I think Harbaugh doesn't get along. He doesn't even talk to the AD there at Michigan. I think he's like behind the scenes, he sours on these guys pretty quickly and vice versa. But Belichick to Atlanta. Like people say to the Chargers, you got Justin Herbert, you're going to win games.
No.
Well, you have Mahomes in that division. So I liken it to blackjack, right? So if you put Belichick on the Chargers, you have a 9 against the picture card. You have 19 against the picture card. Hmm. If you put Belichick on the Falcons...
I would say that's more like a 7.
A 7?
Yeah.
All right.
Because they have all these salary cap issues, the Chargers.
If you put them on the Falcons, you have a 15 against a 6, I think.
Right. It's NFC South. Yeah.
That's it.
You're worried about Carolina, who's a disaster.
Right.
Tampa, well, I don't even know what they are. And then
Saints too. Could
and then Saints coach, is like, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. You just need the QB. Vrabel is the one that makes the most sense, but then he's in another situation where he's beholden to some owner.
Mm-hmm.
But Vrabel's like his age, like that's somebody he could be the Cowboys coach for by the time Jones is dead, right. Whenever that is.
Exactly.
Like 20 years from now.
35 years, yeah.
35 years from now. These are all the Dak Prescott games. Playoffs.
It sounded like you were moving on to another game.
But. Well, they lost to Green Bay by 3 in 2017.
Right.
They beat Seattle by 2 and then lost to the Rams in 2019.
How was that game?
A little dissatisfying.
Gouged on the ground. Yep.
They lost to the Niners in 2022, January.
Mm-hmm.
Then they beat Tampa last year.
Knocked Brady out of the game for good.
A pretty bad Tampa team. And then lost to the Niners and scored 12 points. And then this was the first time he really got blown out in a playoff game.
Yeah.
So deep down, I mean, you did name your kid Jack Romo Iacono. You did. Like that. It is like a slight vindication.
Yeah, that's
true. But he's not doing better than Romo did as the Dallas
kid. I do wonder. I'm on a bunch of text chains, as you imagine. We talked in one of them. If Jerry, looking back, would have insisted Romo stay in the lineup when Dak was so good that at least for 1 year to have it. But in my mind, I like to think he would have.
Should we move on to other games?
Please.
All right,
God,
let's take a break.
Yes.
We're 2/3 of the way through NFL Super Wild Card weekend, and then we're on to divisional round. Every team, it's win or go home. But for you, you'll always have a spot in the playoffs with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. They have so many ways for you to pick up a W. You could have trailed by $1 million picks. I'm 3-1 right now heading into the last two games. I think we're going to have a boost on Monday. Still waiting to find out what's going on with some of the injuries in the Philly-Tampa game. But we are going to boost something probably with the Tampa money line and Mike Evans. So stay tuned for that. I will tweet that out on Monday. And if you want to follow $1 million picks, follow me. Just follow the picks. Bet them yourselves. Go to FanDuel right now. New customers get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Visit FanDuel.com/BS to join today. That is FanDuel.com/BS. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. You must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit TheRinger.com/RG. $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. This episode is brought to you by SimpliSafe. Whenever someone mentions spring, you can't help but think of the word fresh. Spring brings fresh air, fresh beginnings, freshly cleaned homes. It's also a really great time to take a fresh look at SimpliSafe Home Security. I use it in my home and absolutely love it. By the way, summer's coming. No better time to maybe dip in to our friends at SimpliSafe than when you're leaving your house, your condo, your apartment, wherever you live. You're probably going to go somewhere for a while. Maybe it's a week. Maybe it's 2 weeks. Guess who's going to know that? Burglars. SimpliSafe, great because it protects your whole home. Uses advanced sensors and a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras. Keep watch over your property day and night. 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. You can even check it out on your phone. Gives you peace of mind. You want peace of mind? Try SimpliSafe today. Risk-free. No contract. 60-day money-back guarantee. Get 20% off your system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring at simplysafe.com/BS. That's simplysafe.com with two I's, simplysafe.com/BS. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. This episode is supported by State Farm. If you've ever been in an accident and you're okay, but you know what happened, your first reaction is going to be, man, why did that happen? If you ever buy a new house or a new car or a new anything, there's this little rush you get when you're like, I did it. I made it happen. But really, the only words you need to remember are, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm has options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Learn more at statefarm.com. All right, so we watched games together yesterday and today because you were doing Ringer Wise Guys with House and Raheem and JJ.
They all flew in, lots of
fun.
We were
all together. It was really fun, and everything was awesome except for the games.
Mm-hmm.
the game sucked, and then the next one sucked, and then the next one sucked. Yesterday was the worst combo games I could remember. And then it's like, well, Cowboys, Packers will be fun. Packers go down right away and score. It's like, oh, this is going to be amazing. Yeah. Shootout. Nope, not a shootout. And then Rams, Lions was actually a really good game. And I'm not positive the right team won.
Interesting.
I think the right team won, but I also felt, and look, I had Rams plus three and it covered. So this is not, I didn't really care who won. And I actually was really happy for everybody from Detroit. Mm-hmm. I mean, tortured fan base. My guy, Jalen Rose, a great home win. Couldn't be happier for them. It just felt like there were maybe eight calls in the game and seven of them went against the Rams. Did you feel that way or no?
I don't know. Oh, all right. Let me tell you where I'm coming from. I had Lions team total adjusted over like 20 and a half. So that won easily. So I had no horse in the game for those last few minutes either. I just think it was like a hard hitting game and a lot of stuff was close. There were some holds in there just by like defensive.
Well, there definitely was some PIs that they didn't call.
Pass interference.
There was a couple helmet to helmets that they didn't call.
You wanted some late hits, but
there
feel
was
like
Stafford when he went out. They've called that all year. It was the one time where they were like, ah, come on, toughen up, quarterback.
The second, the follow-up. Yeah, when he got,
and then the guy stepped on him, and it was like, somewhere in there, I thought the
that was scary shit. He's staring at the sky, and that was bad.
Puka took at least two, but maybe that was the game, and they were calling it both ways, and the Lions were a little more physical, and that was one of the reasons they weren't.
But he's great, but he spins. He presses the B button three times every reception.
Right.
So he's spinning into trouble.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I'm not saying he's asking for it. And he is spectacular to see what he, and we'll talk about Stroud in a minute. But yeah,
but you think like the Rams had the three red zone trips.
Yeah.
They had the ball 8 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
First and new set of downs, and they're inside the Lions 40. And it just I feel like they're going to watch that tape this week and be like, oh, my God, we figured out this team. They stopped moving the ball against us. We were moving the ball. We were getting the stuff that we wanted.
Yeah.
And we just had better scoring chances. But, you know, home field advantage was huge. It was super loud in there.
Yep.
And the Lions get all the credit for beating the shit out of the Rams skill guys. They did.
Yeah. I think I'm with you when I say, like, I like that the Lions fans can breathe a little easier, right? They got the playoff win. But I would have liked to seen this Rams team play another week, right?
Yeah.
So freaking exciting. Like that's what it is.
Yeah. If we're doing the games going forward, like the Rams are clearly one of the best eight teams in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So they're out of all the teams that got bounced, right, including your stupid team.
I'll give you that. That's fine.
I think the Rams were the best team that did not get to advance.
I did feel bad for Goff though. Like all week it's about Stafford's coming home. Are they going to do this tribute before the game? Or what about the jersey ban? That doesn't sound right. Like, Goff's like, hey, what about me? I took this team to the playoffs finally, you know? I don't know.
And he never had the Jared Goff play.
No.
He tried that one time that when he kind of two-hand lateral it backwards to nobody and almost.
Like, if you don't jump on this, I'm not making another mistake the rest of the way.
He sailed the big third down pass with like, I don't know, 9-10 minutes left, and the Rams got the ball and was like, all right, here we go. They're going to drive down. They're going to get something here. And that was when the Lions came up with a stop. The Hutchinson was, I thought, a monster game. I read something on Twitter about how his win rate on just beating guys was like 35%, or it was in the 30s, but he made the key play. It was third and whatever. He ends up drawing the holding penalty because he's about to sack Stafford. That pulls them back too far out of field goal range. There was some interesting coaching stuff in this game. You know, at the end of the first half, they got super conservative because they knew they were getting the ball in the second half, the Rams. And then just the way they kind of handled that around the 40. And then it seemed like, oh, can you kick a field goal from here? And then they decided to punt. We were arguing about it with everybody as we're watching it. Should they go for it? But, you know, I just thought the way Lions, the defense was covering, I was okay with the punt. Make Goff make a play. And then he made a play.
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot of good defense played in that second half, right? We saw, what did we see? 14, 21. We saw 35 points in that first half. And then what was it, like 9 total in the second half? So punting was the way to go, I think. But I'm wondering how the Lions won this game, because they seemed like they were running the hell out of the ball in the beginning.
Yeah.
They only ended up with 79 yards rushing. So it was basically came down to Goff not making a mistake.
Yeah. There wasn't a turnover in this game, right? I don't think there was.
No, right? Unless it was a fumble recovery. No.
Yeah, the Rams had 425 yards. No, the Lions had 334.
No turnovers.
The Rams were 7.7 yards a play. The Lions were 6.1. They basically had the same first downs. But it all came down to the red zone. The Lions were 3-3 in the red zone, and the Rams were 0-3.
St. Brown is awesome. He really does.
Yeah, he made a couple of huge plays. Yep. I thought one of the reasons I thought the Lions were going to lose, or I just like taking the +3, was Laporta wasn't going to play. But he did play. He was out there at least somewhat. Caught a touchdown. Yeah, a
touchdown, figured right into it. Caught a couple big first downs.
Those teams were dead even. Mm-hmm. Like if that game's in L.A., maybe L.A. wins by 3, neutral field.
Right.
Probably overtime. I just thought those teams were matched.
Early. That was it for the Rams.
I thought it was an important McVay season. And he said after the game in the press conference, he said, this team really like got my mojo back, basically. Mm-hmm. Like this team reminded me why I love doing this. Because if you remember, he had that, he's going to go do TV.
Right.
He's going to keep coaching. But, you know, he flew a little too close to the sun there. He wins the title. But I thought it was a really good year for him. Yeah.
Bill, he surprised him. Sean McVay surprised himself, this young guy here. I don't know what we're trying to do here. But no, listen, you had 34-year-old Stafford. Had they lost this year, it was I think it was considered a rebuilding year, but they drafted so well.
Yeah.
Kyren Williams was so good in his second year. Puka was outstanding.
I mean, people are talking about whether Stroud was one of the best rookies ever. And that Puka's got to be in that combo,
right,
too.
And they have they may have the defensive rookie of the year. Like there's so much, Kobe Turner. There's so much going on with this team. Like Cooper Kupp, we didn't even mention him. He had five catches for 27 yards. So if he has a little bit better of a game, they win.
And Stafford, who threw for 367, who took, I would say, 7 or 8 pretty big hits, who hit his hand on a helmet. Yeah, it seemed like it's going to turn out he has like a broken hand and a broken rib or whatever, but he did everything. I thought it was an awesome game. I don't know if I believe in the Lions as a Super Bowl team, but I thought Goff didn't make the Jared Goff play I was waiting for him to make for 3 hours. So at least that's a step up. They can run the ball a little. They have two guys that can go to for first downs.
Yeah.
And they have one guy who can rush the passer when they really need one play. Can you get to the passer?
They're built well. I mean, I think you would say they're built well. I'd be surprised, we don't know the line yet, if they lost to either Philly or Tampa Bay.
Yeah, so we have next week, the only game we know for sure is Packers at 49ers Saturday night.
How'd that happen?
And then the Lions are playing the first game on Sunday, and that's against the Eagles or Bucks. Right. And then everything else is up in the air, depending on what we have tomorrow. But at least we had one fun game. Texans-Browns, going back to yesterday. Stroud, he's on at least a semi-short list of great NFL rookie seasons.
Yeah, over it today.
You win the two must-wins in a row. The must-win against Indy. They got a little help with, thanks to Shane Steichen.
Yep.
And then he was lights out in this game. He ended up with almost exactly the same stats as Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. They were both 16 for 21. They both threw for 3 TDs.
Right.
CJ was 274 and Jordan Love was 272. This was the only game I picked incorrectly for $1 million picks.
Really?
I got crushed.
Well, I got everything wrong.
I got crushed on this game in every conceivable way. And Raheem said something. You guys are doing the preview show on Saturday. And he was like, I know everybody loves this Browns D, but who have they played? And he just started going through all the things. And I was like, you know, I knew this, but the way he's laying it out, now I'm starting to get scared. Like, maybe he's right. And then it was like the one game was Brock Purdy, but Brock Purdy was concussed and they were way better at home than on the road. And so I like them so much. And I'm like, fuck, maybe that's why the line's moving toward Houston. Mm-hmm. But I still felt like, all right, if Indy just completes a 4th-and-1, Houston's not even in the playoffs. They already won their game. But that was the best I saw Houston play all season.
Phenomenal.
They were awesome.
And you thought it would be reversed. I think Flacco got dumped 4 times. You thought it would be CJ on his ass the whole game, you know, running for his life. But he was great. Clean pocket the whole time.
Clean pocket.
And you mentioned it, and Raheem was all over it. And why is this a trend that we completely ignored, where the Browns defense is 16 points worse on the road per game than they are at home?
And gave up big plays every once in a while. Yeah. And you know,
and so if you don't have dogs, that, like if you went to your old playoff manifesto, how many times would you take the inferior team on the road giving points? Like never. And why do we do it?
But then on the other side, if the Browns defense swarms CJ Stroud and he looks like a rookie QB, and we're like, oh, well, that's what you get.
Yeah, everybody had them penciled like a rookie QB. They wanted to see them against the Ravens. And even we had them as a long shot for the Super Bowl. Apologies for that, everyone.
It's tough to shit on the Browns too much, but they did turn out to be a little fraudulent. Yeah. And they really rolled over after the double pick sixes from Flacco, who the clock struck midnight for him. I think, I don't ever remember seeing back-to-back pick sixes. I'm sure I have, but not in a playoff game. I think that's the Flacco now.
Is it not the Dak? It's the Flack?
Did Dacko throw two in a row?
Maybe it wasn't in a row. I got
in a row. It's like blur. Pretty.
Yeah, it's bad news.
Yeah, I think that's the Flacco.
Could pretty much throw these first-time quarterback trends down the toilet, right? Between now Jordan Love and CJ Stroud.
I don't know whether there's more playoff teams, so maybe that's part of it. It's easier to be a quarterback now because you don't get hit and whatever. But, man, you look at rookie QBs who have won on the road. The first one was Pat Hayden in 1976, the Rams. Dieter Brock in 1985, who had played in the CFL for 10 years. Sean King, 1999, Tampa. Yep. He won one. Aaron Brooks in 2000. Roethlisberger in 2004. Flacco in 2008 won twice. Sanchez in 2009 won twice. TJ Yates, I think in a Shakey's game.
Wow, it would have to be.
2011. Russell Hustle and Bustle in 12. And Purdy in 22.
All right. Well, it's more than you would think.
Yeah, it's more than I think, but it's also weird that until 1999, it only happened twice. Right. But I guess with less playoff teams. But he was... I mean, he might be actually great.
Yeah.
There's him and Jordan Love. Like, there's like real special moments from both of them that don't just seem like that. Oh, yeah, that guy's good. Like, these are throws off the back foot, sidearm throws. There's like a charisma to them. It's really impressive.
Not afraid to throw it downfield, which is great. Great for a guy like a young guy like that. You know, that's what you don't see as much.
Well, one thing that happened with the Browns, they at least realize now that they don't have to spend the whole offseason trying to figure out who's going to start between Joe Flacco and Deshaun Watson.
Right. That's true.
Now it's like, well, at least silver linings. At least Deshaun. Yeah. We always wanted to come back. And then Houston gets to almost definitely go to Baltimore unless Buffalo collapses last week. Then the last one we had was Chiefs Dolphins, where... wow. I don't know where to start. Andy Reid's mustache. That
was not looking
that
pretty.
That looked like the most disturbing picture you've ever seen in your life. The most disturbing Photoshop ever.
That was a Cinemax special right there.
Game was so cold that it felt like 20,000 people weren't there. They did the wide shot and there was just empty seats. It didn't really sound that loud. Didn't really seem like a fun game to go to. And you know who didn't really enjoy it? The Dolphins, because it didn't seem like they wanted to be there. And as the game went along, it seemed like they wanted to get out. The two apiece. So do you want to talk about what it was like to watch the game with our friend JJ, John Jastrzemski, diehard Dolphins fan?
It was rough. He was F-bombing away. We had the Godfather in the background on another screen.
Yeah.
I think he beat Sonny Corleone in terms of swear words. But I don't know. I did. At least he had a shot at halftime. I think he thought he did.
He got bummed out early.
Yeah.
Then Tyreek had that long pass.
Right.
He did a lap around the room. Right. So let's go, and was doing that whole thing. And then was over back in the couch, and the game started to slip away, and he just kind of started to slip into the couch. It was like Poltergeist when the girl goes into the TV. We lost him. Like, it was much darker than what happened with you today. You got sad. You moved around. But, you know, you kind of knew where it was going. He was like, I really think he... was stunned and went to a bad place.
His team was an underdog. Mine should have been one. I don't know. Mine should have scored 40 points and given up 15. But it's weird with the cold weather games, right? Like, I feel like it has to be just right. Like, that was too cold to be enjoyable for the fans at the game and even for us watching. Like, guys slipping around. Like, we know this is going to be a low-scoring game. I don't mind a few unders here and there, but... like, when I watched the Patriots and Jets last week, I was like, this is great. The snow, it's beautiful. They should do this every week 18. They should take the shittiest game and send it to Anchorage, Alaska, and that's where it is. But sometimes it gets too cold, and that's what we saw. It's like, it's a little bit of a coin flip, and Casey decided to catch balls. I mean, Rashee Rice had the most drops on the team. He had 8 drops, and he right. was a superstar all of a sudden.
He was awesome. I didn't really understand what people were seeing in Miami for this game. Hmm. It was a classic. Everybody stared at the game too long.
Yep.
I my bet was the Chiefs money line with an adjusted under.
Yeah.
Because the under is always hit in these freezing cold games.
Smart.
I was a little scared of the backdoor, but I also, if straight up, I would have taken KC. But
right.
I just thought the combo of Miami's defense, how many guys they lost. And then when the game started, they didn't have Holland either, which I didn't even know when I was doing the pick on Thursday.
Yeah.
But they had no pass rush. I mean, you lose like 6 or 7 best guys on defense. It's probably mm-hmm. not happening. And then the Tua piece, you know, I don't even know if I like Tua in normal weather in big spots, but Tua in cold weather, holy shit.
Yeah. They were brutal. Better off last year at this time, right? When Skylar Thompson went to Buffalo and it was close.
Right. And at least they seemed like they had more hope because it's a much worse situation than one with you because they haven't even given him the big contract yet.
Right.
And I don't know if I would.
No, I don't know. I mean, at least they get to watch him a little more next year. Although I don't know what they're going to say. Such a weird year for the Dolphins, right? And when they lost to the Bills, you're like, oh, they don't believe the same old Dolphins. And then, oh, wow, they have a stranglehold on this division. There's no way. Then the Bills run the table at the end and win and send them to a cold weather game. But yeah, I don't know what to think about Tua because of all the injuries the Dolphins had, you would have thought Tua was going to be the one going down. Like when we did our preseason things,
right?
Like, he's not making it to the finish line. And he did. And this is still
nobody else did.
Yeah.
And Tyreek, you know, I don't, we'll see how he ages. He's in his 30s now, but he was nicked up all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But having to pay Tua whenever that is.
Yeah.
And that's going to have them make some challenging things with their roster. Just, I don't know. There's nowhere. Basketball's like this too. Mm-hmm. You'll be with like, you know, like a Bradley Beal or a Zach LaVine or these guys.
I'm glad you're
like,
bringing this up.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Where you're like, does this guarantee us even that we get to the second round?
Yeah.
It doesn't. And I still have to pay this guy $250, but it's like, what will the fans think?
Mm-hmm.
So they'll talk themselves into Tua, but I don't see how this is any different. Because to me, like the thing that's alarming about him is he's not athletic, you know? And when you really come after him, he really has trouble moving around and like creating extra time for himself.
Not elusive at all.
If it's not there in the first 2 seconds, he's just a different guy. I don't even know what his rating is if he's holding the ball for 3 seconds or more, but
I think it's a bad situation. If you were to rank the bad quarterback situations, this is at the top.
Really oh, please, can you put the Pats in there? Well, I guess we're getting a draft pick.
I don't know. You're going to get a pick.
Yeah.
Tua has to, I mean, you can't surround this guy with more talent. Like they lost probably because the defensive players were out, right?
Yeah.
But what can you do talent-wise? Like Mostert had over 20 touchdowns. Achane was great. You got Hill and Waddle. If these guys are healthy, it's a spectacular offensive unit around him.
Well, and then you have the Chiefs. And we were on this. You guys talked about it on the show. We were talking about all the way leading up to kickoff about this. Once that Bills-Steelers game got pushed, and we're like, oh my God. Like, just everything's going great for the Chiefs. Now, even if the Bills beat the Steelers, the Chiefs will get to play the Bills. And there's going to be some crazy rest situation for them compared to the Bills. You know, they get to play this Dolphins team in the one weather element that they would never have ever wanted in a million years. So then they'll probably have to play the Bills in round 2, a team that they have had really a weird hold over the years. And I don't know, maybe if it's the Texans, maybe they go into the Ravens.
Would
maybe
you rather
the Steelers
be the Chiefs?
Beat the Bills.
Would you rather be the Chiefs or the Bills right now? Would you rather forego the 2-day rest and be the home team? Or would you rather be the home team?
I would just rather be the Chiefs in general because I don't think the Bills are that good.
We talked about them at 10-1 odds and like, what if they bust out? What if Kelsey all of a sudden?
But that was what we landed on. The odds weren't good enough. You're better off betting them game by game.
Guess what? They're not good now.
Well, right. Well, yeah. The thing, if you're going to nitpick them again, like once again in the red zone, they couldn't get it done. Now it's freezing cold, but there was a lot of settling for field goals for them like they always do. Meanwhile, two big stats from that game. Peacock, allegedly the biggest streaming audience ever for a live anything. I don't know.
Can we say this is the biggest podcast ever?
The biggest live streaming on a Martin Luther King weekend when there's 2 football games left podcast ever. Yeah, I guess we could say whatever.
Yeah.
But the Peacock thing, was pretty funny just all week. We called it last week. We were like, we know this is going to be a problem. People are mad about it.
I didn't realize the biggest problem was Jason Garrett was we'd have to listen to him for 3.5 hours.
So we had Smiling Jason and it was from a comedy standpoint. It was actually really fun because we were just taking turns imitating him for 3 hours.
That's true.
Because he was just a play would happen. Two would roll out. He would throw it over somebody's head. They'd show the replay and Garrett would be like, well, Tua, you know, he rolls out here and he's just unable to hit Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
It's like, are you doing radio? Like what? He was just kind of narrating the obvious play after play after play.
Well, I think he thinks he's the play-by-play guy and not the color guy. I wonder if someone feels weird telling him that. Like, yeah, just don't repeat exactly what happened because the lead guy just did that. You're the color.
Jason, people are looking at you to explain what's happening.
Right. We can give you a PA announcer job right there over the loudspeaker if you want.
And then on that play, you know, A-Chain, he realized, and that's why he cut right, and he was able to pick up 5 yards.
He was tackled. Otherwise, he could have had 7 or 8 yards.
Otherwise, it could have been 9, 10 yards. Mm-hmm. He was really bad. And then we had at least Tariq on Collinsworth today, which was super fun.
It's fun.
Collinsworth was good. He loved that Lions-Rams game.
Yeah,
he did. That matchup.
Bill, I mean, this is pooping to kill. Look, no one's tackling this guy.
We'll take a break. We'll do Guess the Line. This episode is supported by State Farm. If you've ever been in an accident and you're okay, but you know what happened, your first reaction is going to be, man, why did that happen? If you ever buy a new house or a new car or a new anything, there's this little rush you get when you're like, I did it. I made it happen. But really, the only words you need to remember are, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm has options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Learn more at statefarm.com. This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer partner of the NBA. It's just what you need to sit back and enjoy the game, and they're also getting fans closer to the game than ever. You can win exclusive NBA prizes like courtside seats, signed memorabilia, and more. I love Michelob because of how light it is. It's only 95 calories with 2.6 carbs. You know what the perfect time for Michelob Ultra is? A little doubleheader, a little NBA doubleheader. Right at first half of the first game. I don't know, West Coast time, that's usually about 5 o'clock, 5:30, perfect time for a beer. You can do it. Grab a pack to enjoy today. Learn more and enter for your chance to win at MichelobUltra.com/courtside, LDA 21 and up. This episode is brought to you by McDonald's, more specifically the McCrispy. Oh yeah, the Southern style fried chicken sandwich that's crispy, juicy, and tender. Perfection. I only found out about the McCrispy relatively recently. Let me tell you something. This is one of my weaknesses. I cannot resist these sandwiches. I like the extra pickles. You can just say, you know what? Throw extra pickles on there. And guess what? They'll do it because nothing's better than extra pickles on a McCrispy. There are many, many, many different chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy. Visit your nearest McDonald's today or order now on the very, very well done McDonald's app. All right. Well, this is fun. Guess the line. We have three games. We're going to do, we'll come back Monday night for a quickie pod. But this really throws me off with we're doing like a quickie semi-pod and then we have to come back tomorrow for these two games. By the way, might not even be good. Tomorrow probably could be the worst pod we've ever done. What if the Bills just win 27-7? We were following the Bills game getting postponed story pretty carefully because both of us love snow football.
Right.
But when it gets to the point when they're like, people can't even get to the stadium, they'll be in danger. It's like, okay, maybe you should cancel.
20 people died in the blizzard last year. I was like, all right, but they were all going to jump through tables anyway, right? I feel bad. That's terrible. But and then you see what it looks like. It's like,
God. Stupid. So they moved it. We think it's happening tomorrow, right?
Yes. As of now, the governor said that they're not moving it.
And then the Steelers, who were supposed to fly in whenever, and then they're on hold. And it just, it seems like that's the worst spot of all time.
Well, this would have leveled, if it's all about win, this would have leveled the playing field. And again, I know they can't play it, but this would have made it pretty even, right? This was the Steelers' chance. Like, if you got 40-mile-an-hour winds. All of a sudden, you take away Josh Allen's a great asset for sure.
Well, so what do we do with the bets? Because people...
I think you have to re-bet it for the most part.
I think all the books and all the places should scrap the bets, right?
I think they do.
Yeah.
Almost all of them now.
Yeah, that's a weird one because at one point, the line was like, I think got to 9 because of the weather.
Right.
And the under dropped.
I haven't even looked at
it. But
it
was because of
what is it now? Is it 10 or
I don't know. We'll look at it in a second. Well, we only have one game. And it's Niners Packers.
So truth be told, I emailed you. Did you even see this email from me?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
Did you hit it exact?
Do you have it? I don't know. I haven't looked at the line, but
I'm picking Niners by 7 over the Packers.
Okay. I think I'm gonna get it. I haven't looked. I emailed you in the first quarter of the Cowboys game. I
no, you didn't. Get a kick Did you really?
Yeah, take a look. Take a look. I was like, screw this. Let me get this in.
Oh my God, 2:18 p.m.
There you go.
Guess the lines. What Wait, did I the say? Game started at 1:30.
Yeah, that was enough for me. I'd seen it. What did I guess?
You guessed 8.5.
Okay, so it's 9.5.
Oh, I was way off.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, it is a little strange that it went up. I know San Francisco's
That's
better
high.
Than Dallas.
Come
but...
on. Packers are legitimately good on offense now.
Now tell us, are the Packers going to be scared, Bill? Are they going to be a scared team?
This Packers team is young and dumb. And I don't mean they're dumb like dumb. I mean dumb. They haven't been there before. They're not scared. They're young and dumb, but that's smart. They're smart too. They're smart as well. We're imitating random TV people. Hey,
if
today.
You want to know who that was everyone. That was just everyone.
Matthew Stafford is so good in these close games.
Is he dialed in?
We did.
He might be dialed
Please
in.
I don't understand why it's almost like it's like a language now. It's like people feel like they have to just do TV and do in the hole and pay and just and start arguments with themselves during the thing.
Right.
That's another good one. Do you argue?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure Dak Prescott still isn't the best NFCs. Now, I'm not saying I like Dak Prescott. And it's like, wait a second. I haven't said anything. Yeah.
I like that you're not going to tell me. And don't tell me. You're not going to tell me that Dak Prescott brought his A game.
Right.
Like,
that's a good
who's
one.
Who's going to tell you that? Of course. Yeah.
Or you don't think that Dak Prescott doesn't want this game? It's like, nah, I'm just sitting here. I didn't say anything.
Maybe it's better to be Jason Garrett and just repeat what
you said. Well, McAfee's created a new version of how to do this.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
We're not allowed to talk about Pat McAfee.
Let's do it. I don't know.
He starts the show and it'd be like, Cowboys, bro. I don't know, man. I don't know. What's going on there, bro? And then it cuts to his three people.
Right.
And then they'll be like, well, I don't know. And then it'll go back to him. He's like, it's not good, bro. Not right. good. Now keep an eye on that, bro.
Yeah. Two of them are looking to take their first cigarette break. And then McAfee's just going
on. We don't have a rundown, bro. No rundown on the show, bro.
Duke's a Hazard live.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. Mike McCarthy, it's not looking good for him, bro. It's not looking good. Not looking good for that guy, bro. I don't, I would be really hard to do this podcast with 7 people staring.
Right.
But then you have to, how do you include the 7 people?
It is tough. Yeah. It is tough.
And be like, I didn't get to Bobby yet.
Right. I felt a little better about bouncing stuff off of Harry after watching some of that show this week.
Jordan Love, I don't know, bro. That guy's good. He's just good, bro. He's just good. He's good, bro.
Yep.
He's good. The guy can sling it. He's good. That's our only line. So here's the schedule, depending on what happens tomorrow. Texans, it's so funny. They're just like, look, the Texans have to be the shaky early, game every week. They have
we would
to be.
We put you earlier if we can, but there's English Premier Soccer at 4:30 in the morning. We don't want to compete with.
The Texans are just destined, even if they make the AFC title game, it's still going to be Saturday at 4:30. They're going to actually move it a day.
They might even play right away.
So it's Texans at Ravens or Chiefs, and then Packers 49ers Saturday night. We know for sure.
Yeah.
Lions are hosting either the Eagles or the Bucks on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday night, I don't know, bro. There's all these games, bro. Chiefs, Bills, they could be playing. Steelers, Ravens, they could be playing, bro. And that's going to be 6:30 at night. So we're going to find out what actually happens there. I can't wait to guess those lines. Ravens Steelers will be an interesting one.
Well, I'm up one on you, and I don't see relinquishing this lead at all.
Very exciting. What do you think happens tomorrow?
it's funny. We looked at things differently, right? After the Cowboys lost, you were like, wow, this could be one of those weekends. Maybe the Bills lose. And I'm like, nah, the weird shit. We got it out of the way. And now the Bills roll.
Now the Bills roll, and then Tampa either beats Philly or Baker looks like complete dog shit. And we're like, oh my God, why do we think Baker's?
I don't remember going into a game like that with two quarterbacks with so much uncertainty. Like,
well, we know AJ Brown's out.
Yeah.
We know Hurts has been hurt all week.
His finger is flying all different ways. It's strange. Baker's got rib injuries and ankle injury now.
We know that they can't stop anyone on defense.
Yeah.
It feels like one of those games that's going to be decided by like a terrible turnover, some sort of the punt returner, like dropping the punt.
Right.
And the other team gets the ball in the seven. Like, we even had like a disaster game where both teams just are playing like
shit.
Here's
what I think. I say take both teams -7.5. I think that's a blowout. Nothing would surprise me in that Philly Tampa game. And you'll get +3-1 on almost both.
Well, I did.
You did?
From a betting standpoint.
Oh, from the plot. Yeah. Oh, you got like a crazy 13-point teaser or something stupid, right?
Every time I do a 13-point teaser, you recoil in horror.
Yeah, and it wins.
And then you think about it, and then you're like, I kind of like
that. What do you have left? You're two so in?
That
in?
One, I'm looking at it. It's Green Bay +20.
Probably good.
Green Bay, Dallas over 38. Okay. Rams +16. And Bucks +16. 13-point teaser. -120.
If you had done those first three just on a parlay, you would have gotten 6-1 already, right? Green Bay.
But that's the thing. Has anyone ever done the study dude, just bet these straight up. You make so much more money than these teasers.
I don't know.
Teasers make. Bro, the teasers make. Teasers are great, bro. I also have a 10-point tease where I took KC through the zero. Mm-hmm. Which everyone who knows anything about betting is like, never do that. Everybody never, that. Ever do that.
Yeah.
I took KC to +5.5. And guess what? It fucking won, bro. Buffalo pick'em, Tampa +13. That was the other one I did.
That's probably smart. All right, I have Bill's money line tied to Shiv to win the Emmy for best actress. That's it.
Is that true?
No, I don't have that. You can't bet those things.
That.
But on some sites, they do have. She's a runaway favorite at -2,000.
Oh, Shiv's good, bro.
She's good.
She's good.
Uh huh.
She's good.
Uh huh. Yeah.
She's so good on that show, bro.
Did you hear? You said, yeah.
So good. Our guy's up for an Emmy tomorrow.
Yeah, let's
our
do
cousin.
It. And John Oliver's out of the category. So there's a shot here.
I'll actually be mad if it doesn't go our way, bro.
Yeah.
I really will. All right, we are going to be we're going to do Parent Corner tomorrow with and we're going to bounce as soon as those two games end tomorrow. We're just going to do a quickie podcast for like 35 minutes or so.
Let's do it.
And that's it. All right.
Good job by you,
Belly. Good job by you. All right, that's it for the podcast. Thanks to Kyle Creighton. Thanks to Steve Cerruti. Thanks to Sal. And we will see you in 24 hours after the two football games. Bills Steelers, Eagles Tampa, and then me and Sal. See you tomorrow. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Kentucky, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, Vermont, and Virginia. You can call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. Call 1-888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia, or 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.